talking about yesterday, Shakakari Gemara. Gemara asked by Yaravdoi, Hayichai, Yaravikai Rabbi. So you say we have to explain this Gemara in light of the different Mahalchim that we had in the Sugya, Mishnah. Why Takas Yichai? Why is Shol Chai when he did tell the Mashal descended beyond pointing and pointing? So yesterday we explained more in the Shita of the Ritva, more in the Shita of the Ran, that Mishnah and Mishnah is within Arvus. We explained what the Shachman Tari was, we had Avikai Rabbi, that it all evolves around this Nakuda. Is there actually this Chayivus over here? Is it considered there's Maitzi Mainai Al Piv Nishmichayiv Din Ar? That was the Shach Matari Gemara, as we explained yesterday by Richas. Al Pi the Ritva that explains, at least from the Teretz on, like that. Even though in the Mishnah he did learn it's Midin Shlichus, so we only use the Ritva if he the Teretz, like Mother Way learns Midin Arvus, and that's what we use the Ritva to explain the Ram. It wasn't explaining it Lefi the Ritva. Actually, the Chagav just took a problem in the Ritva, but if the Ritva at the end of the day learns like the Ram, so in the Mishnah, when he asked the Kasha, all the Kasha was showing him that why isn't the problem of Baal of Imai in the Mishnah? The Ritva said, because he's not my Shliach. The Ritva said, Yishloimar, Kizash Shliach, Eina Imid B'mokam HaMashil, B'mokam HaShayil. If the Ritva at the end of the day learns that it's Midin Arvus, Lachari could have answered like the Ran. Lachari could answer like the Ran that there's no problem Baal Vima because there's no Shlichus yet, unless the Ritva comes out there's a difference between Eved and the other people in the Mishnah. It might come out in the Ritva that there's two things going on in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if it I'm a loish, I show you Shulcha la biyad bini biyad abdi biyad shluchi, it'll come out that Biad Eved, it's Midin Arvus. And Biad Shluchi, it's Midin Shlichus. So therefore, maybe that's why the Ritva still had to answer the Kasha. Why isn't it Baal of Imai? He had to answer that he's not the Shliach of the Mashal, rather he's the Shliach of Yishayel. Now, that's Peshitas for the Ran. Hooray, when we learned the Mishnah, we saw the Ravid. The Ravid has two Mahalchim. Well, it's Medin Zochin. And there's an element of Chayva, but the fact that he said to do it takes away the problem, and it works Medin Zochin. Or he said Medin Shlichus. Omidin Shlichos, that the Mishalayach, the Mashal, is just acting as a Shliach on the part of the child to mana the Shliach as a Shliach, and he has to accept it upon himself. Hamela. Is working with Din Shlichus at the end of the day. So now the question is, the fee that, so what's Gemara's Kash? What's the problem of Yad Evet Yad Rabbi? What's the problem of Yad Evet Yad Rabbi? So, it could be there's a few things that you could possibly say. We'll see what works in the Ravid. You could say that maybe the makne or mashil can't be a shliach to do a kinyan for the shayl, for the kaina. That's what we discussed yesterday. Since the machlokes are sharing about that, the Ritva in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Kivshe Makal V'tav, it goes into the Simta. Well, it says, where's the Kenyan over here? Where's the Kenyan? The Shoyl didn't do any Mashiach over here. And it says, clear in the Ritva, So why can't the Mashal is doing it, right? Elamai, it's clear in the Ritva, and the Tachorim all say that the Makna slash Mashal cannot do a Ma'is Kinyan for the Kaina slash Shoyl because he's the Makna, he can't be a Makna and the Kaina at the same time, he can't do Ma'is Kinyan for the Kaina, even Bishlichos. So therefore, one could say, theoretically, get it right for a second, and we have a question. If the Mishnah says that he's a shliach over here, so why can't, who cares if he had ever kiyad rabbi? Hooray, even the rabbi himself could be a shliach to make a kinyan. What's the problem? The rabbi himself could be a shliach to make a kinyan. We saw the Ravid, right? The rabbi himself can make the rabbi said that anach lefanai. The rabbi seems the same than shlichos. So what's the problem? You have a rabbi, right? So if you hold that the mashal slash machna can't do it, can't be a shliach. So that's what I'm saying. You have a rabbi. You have a rabbi, and since the Adon can't be a shliach, since the Adon can't be a shliach to make a ma'aseh kinyan for the kaina or for the shayil, so therefore, so the mashiach of the Eved is not going to work. The mashiach of the Eved is no better than the mashiach of the Adon. The mashiach of the Adon can't work because the machna can't make a ma'aseh kinyan for the kaina, like she does Ritva. So that could be a possible mahal to explain the Gemara's kash. Yadav Ker Rabbi. Yeah, Yadav Ker Rabbi says that since the Eved is an extension of the Adon, and the Adon can't make a kinyan, can't do a ma'aseh kinyan for the shayil, because a ma'aseh can't make a kinyan for the kaina, like the Shita's Ritva, that's Gemara's problem, Yadav Ker Rabbi. That's how theoretically one could learn the Gemara. A viable pshat in the Gemara, assuming like the Ritva, that could be the Gemara's. Theoretically, it could be a pshat in the Gemara. Then you'd have to understand what the Gemara's teretz is. That if it's a kishav makel or nasakai of a kishav makel, then the pshat is that he's being maitzit. Then the pshat is no. Then it could be we're switching to Arvus. Could be. However, this is not going to work in the Ravid. It's not going to work in the Ravid. Can I read the Ravid? Is the Shita, all the Chayinim, you know, Shteltzut, that is Ravid. And the Ravid Shita is that the Machna could make a Kenyan. Could be a Shliach to a Kenyan. Dude could be a Shliach. And that's why the Ravid over there learns. Not pay. And Achlefanai, how's an Achlefanai working? The Rabbi says, Where's the Kenyan? And the Rabbi assumed the way he's mocked him when he asked the Kasha, we say, Alright, Tikna Mashicha B'Shaimrim. It means the Rabbi understood, what does it mean, Tikna Mashicha B'Shaimrim? In order to become Chayiv, you need to do a Kenyan. That's Tikna Mashicha B'Shaimrim means. Now, that's not necessarily the opinion of all the Rishayim, though. Okay, not everyone learns that way. That Tikkun Mashiach B'Shaim means that in order to become Chayiv, we need a Kenyan. Rather, they learn Tikkun Mashiach B'Shaim L'Gabi Chazara, B'Fakir L'Gabi Etzmas Chayivus, the Rosh, for example, the Rosh over there on that pay, yeah? The Rosh over there on that pay and the Rosh by us, yeah? The Rosh says that as long as it leaves the Rishus, of the mashil, of the mafkid, then the shaymer becomes chayiv. Tikkun Mashiach Mashiach is for something else, not like Abed Etzim is Chayvas. You don't need Mashiach for his Chayvas. The Rosh Ha'o answer is an Achlefanai. If I care, his Raya is an Achlefanai. An Achlefanai, that means as long as the left or Shuz of the Mafkid, then the Shayim becomes Chayim. That's an Achlefanai. That's how Rosh learns by us. Okay, we get to the Sugi. This is a problematic Rosh. Is the Rosh in Baba Kama, maybe Masha? Not like that. We'll see about that. It's Hashem. But that's the Shita of the Rosh. So on this point, with Raya, is Machdim and his Kasha, I take the Mashiach. The Rosh says, no, let's take the Mashiach. No such Gemara. According to the Rosh, it's all totally in whether it's Bishus, whether left is Bishus, or then leave is Bishus. So, for example, according to the Rosh, right, where it says, Yad Ebed Kiyad Rabbi, Yad Ebed Kiyad Rabbi, Lunding Mar Mamash Kipshutai, Yad Ebed Kiyad Rabbi means that it's still in the Rishus of the Adayim. Because Yad Ebed Kiyad Rabbi, it means that the par is still Rishus of the Mashil. And in order to become Chayiv, and all you need in order to become Chayiv, but you need that to become Chayiv, is leaving his Rishus. As Gemara's Kashi, didn't leave his Rishus. So according to the Rosh, the Gemara's Kashi, Yad Ebed Kiyad Rabbi, is Mamish, is Kipshutai Mamish. Now, the Ravid said, you do need a Kenyan. So you want to know by Nachlafane, where's the Kenyan? Says the Ravid, Glav Kushihi, Ki Amalai Nachlafanei, Kimish Amalai Kishav Makel, V'itavai. The have Mashiach, so we have Mashiach. Where's the Kenyan? Answer is Mashiach. Uvesimta askinon, the Makam Mashiach hu. And Achlafanei, he happens to be in a simta. He's not in a Rishus Rabin, in a public area where he has right to keep things, right to do things. It's not a thoroughfare, and that's where he is, and that's where the guy brings it to him. So there's a Mashiach here. The Makam Mashiach, b'chimayisi lekamei b'shlichusei b'shlichuso didei. When he brings it to him with b'shlichus, k'mi shemashcha hu dami. So the Ravid, I was Maramus to yesterday. There's two ways to understand this Ravid, and many Achrayim understand in the Ravid. Many Achrayim, Shimon, Chanan, Rebina, Remeisha, they all understand in the Ravid that he doesn't mean mamish midin shlichus. Yeah, he means midin like. Well, what's the Bakishim Makel? Yeah, Bakishim Makel vitavai, right? Some kind of, that's called Mashiach. Why? Because the animal went because of me. Right? The animal went because of me. Right? So now, when I tell someone to bring me the animal, even though, let's say there's no shlichus, even though there's no shlichus, because he's the matne, he's the bailim, there's no shlichus, but still, it's like gara, then if I would hit the animal, it would go. Meaning, Mashiach's enough that if I did something to beguile the animal to move, that's called Mashiach. You don't have to actually sit there and schlep the animal. Hakishim Makel, that's called Mashiach. Meaning, you're being guile the animal to move is called Mashiach. So, Mela, Zogin di Zachrainim, that when the Ravid says, And I was Ramos to yesterday, maybe the fact that he brings in a Kishim Makel Vitavai, maybe that's a Shtigl Smachla Devrayim, and they say that he doesn't mean Mamish Midin Shlichus, he means Midin that you are guiding the animal to move. And therefore, therefore there is a Mashiach over here for the Shomer. The Shalos of the Hemshich of the Ravid, where he says, Chimaisi Lo Kamei, B'shlichusa didei, k'misha moshcha hu dami, k'misha moshcha hu dami. That's how to read those words. I would read those words. Then when he brings it b'shlichusa didei, he's bringing b'shlichus. Kemisha mashchu dami, then she looks on the kamaisa. Right? See, Chayr Deri is saying it's not shlichus, pashtus. Reb Shimon is medayik punk fakert, because he says, I'm just a shulchan kamaisa. He says, since he's doing it, the my shlichus, kemisha mashchu dami, the hainu, then he was garb. Okay. Maybe you can read it two ways. I would have, personally, I would, to me it sounds like he's saying more midin shlichus. All these acharyim want to say, no, it just means midin kishim makel. And there will be a big nafkamin in this. Whether or not we have b'chal have a mok in the ravid, whether b'chal we have a mok in the ravid, that the makne could do a ma'isa kinyan, the shlichus of the kainah.
But even if you say you tell him to make it move, and then it's you causing him to move it, it's not you, it's him, right? Reuben tells Shimon to make it move, it's still Shimon making it move. Unless Shimon is Reuben's shliach, it's not the battle. We still need the shliach of Nasa.
But he's being gurmit to move.
No, Shimon is. Reuben told Shimon to
move. By telling Shimon, right? That's true. But him telling Reuven to move, to make him move, that's a way of him guarding him. Being garment. Without shlichus.
He was garment. You can't a human, right, because they have das to go against, whereas they can. So over here, if you're telling a human in a step, and that human has the fear in the middle step, it should ruin the Mashiacha.
First of all, who says that the story you just said is so pashit? All the shrine hold that way. So, akapanim, that's a mahalak. Personally, I don't agree with that. Personally, I think he's saying mamashlichos. I'm just saying there is a pshat from the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas and Rabbanim that are willing to say such a pshat. I don't think it's mufrach. The fact he brings the Kishon Makel maybe mash like that. So,
it's still you being machash. Here it's not you being you telling it.
There are two possibilities in the right. So,
is he saying that this is a Kenyan, or are you saying it's a Kenyan Gabe Mishol?
That's another question. And also, some of you want to argue that, in other words, again, the Shar Mishpat yesterday told us this is the makar, this is a riot in Mabit, right? He wanted to say that the makne could do a kinyan chazaka, yeah, for the kaina shlichus. So someone will say maybe it's the riot from here, maybe it's only gabe shmira. That will wait. We'll see in Taisus. Maybe it's chalukim the guy being chayv einzin, a regular kinyan. So maybe over here also. Although I don't really see any reason to say that, because he says it's kemisha mashcha hudami. He says that if you especially learn, it means shlichos. Obviously, the whole thing is only calling that on that side. So then he's saying shlichos. He's saying kemisha mashcha. So there's no mashmoyis anywhere in the Ravid to say he's not going to be talking about shayim, and shayim is easier. There's no mashmoyis. If anything, if I cared, because he says kemisha mashcha. If it's kemisha mashcha, that's word for Kenyan also. So I don't like that. I don't like that tzad to say that maybe even outside the Raiv is saying shlichos, but we'll limit the Raiv to shmira and not take it with my bit goes legabe kinyanim. So I don't like that. Although there are those that say that as well. Now, so yesterday we mentioned we left off with that kasha of the Chazanish. Kasha of the Chazanish. That we see, Harei, you can't be zaycha in something for somebody else. Let's look at Erevin. If I want to be mizak in the Erev Chatzeres for the Bnei Chatzer, I have to do it all day someone else. Can't even do it now in Eved. Can't pick it up and say, I mean, kind of for everyone. So the question is, I can't pick it up, so you see that I can't make a kinyan for someone else. So why over here does the Ravid say that he could make a kinyan, he could do the mashicha for somebody else? Zeh frek b'chazanish. So, Chaznish answers, there's a difference between Kinyan Meshicha and Kinyan Hagbah. Chaznish Lukutim, Yitzayin, Gimel, maybe it's in the black one here, I'm not sure. He stells on Taisus, which we Taisus that we touched upon yesterday. Drop. The Taisus says that he can make a kinyan of it. Kishu b'makel, he can be kaina if it goes to makayim that shayach kinyan. Meshicha, even the one that's doing the meshicha is the mashil. So he says, "Half a god, the ain't raisin nasa shliach liska islamakab." But it's not. Since the chayfetz is brishusi, I'm trying to make kinyan akbar. So no problem. They're just saying it sounds like there's no problem with the etzem ma'ase kinyan that me being a shliach to make it, to do ma'ase kinyan for the one that I'm being machneh to. Problem is that it's still my rishus. All right, what's the side of kinyan? The side of kinyan is that you being ma'ase of my rishus and being machas the yerushus. Right, but here since it's still my rishus. Since it's still my rishus, it's in my hand. So Meila, the Chai Gavna, says the Chazanish, I can't pick it up to be kind for you. Mashen Kain in Taisvis, and he's going in Taisvis, substitute the Rive. Mashen Kain in Taisvis, and those who shine him, by Meshicha is I'm schlepping it into the Simta, says the Chazanish, and you let go. Right. Well, in the case of Taisvis, in the case of Taisvis, Chatchila you let go. You never held it. You say Hishu Maka. In the case of Taisvis, you don't have this problem at all. But the Chaznish wants to extend, say this, even in the case of Meshicha. Well, first of all, in the Ravid, who am Meshicha, I'm not talking about a case of Hishu Maka. Right? An Achlefonai. He slept it there, right? And they were saying, you could do a Kenyan, you could do that. So says Chaznish, if he said it happened, you let go. The Mela, you don't have that problem. Even though you don't have the problem, it's still Bashus of the Mach. Now, I have a bit of a problem with this, to tell you the truth, because when you're leaving go after the Kenyan, it calls man, the Chazish is assuming, calls man, your hand is on it, that's also still called Bishusai. So then, when exactly are you making the Kenyan? When are you doing the Kenyan? But I understood from the Chazanish that his problem with Hagbah is that there was never a Kenyan Ibacha. Let's say I did Hagbah and then I put it down. So now it's not my Rishus. So then now it's going to work because now it's not my Rishus? No, because there's no my Kenyan Ibacha. There's no my Kenyan. Meaning, there's no ma'aseh kinyan when it's still in my rishos. Yeah, that's what Tzur Chaznish is saying. There's no ma'aseh kinyan when it's still in my rishos. One second. There's no ma'aseh kinyan when it's still in my rishos. So Meila, so I can't be the one that's doing kinyan abok because it's still by me. I can't make a kinyan abok for you. I can do ma'aseh kinyan for you, but not kinyan abok because kinyan abok, by definition, it's still by me. I can't be makne to you when it's still by me. The whole point of being makne is that it should take it out of my rishos. Those two things, the tarik desasri. Right? So Meila, if he's there, I don't really understand what it helps to leave go. Because the etzem ma'is of Meshicha, if the Chazish tells me I have to leave go, I mean he assumes the fact that you're holding the animal, the object, whatever it is, that's called that's still in your rishos. That's why I can't make Kenyan. The Chazish doesn't help to leave go either. So again, the only thing I think it would help is the Kishu B'Makel, where there, the Etzem Mashiach is being done not my Rishos. The Etzem Mashiach is being done not my Rishos. Who's done? I gave it as Etz, and now what? So I don't really understand this, the Chazanish. L'gabedeik HaKasha, the Chazanish, so it comes out of the Charbik Chiddush, according to this Chazanish, right? That Reb was my Reb. The Fidel Chazanish, the whole Sugi of Erevim, it says you have to mezak al de'acher. Not true. You'd better do Mashiach. Something that's bar Mashiach. Bread is not bar Mashiach. Bread is bar Mashiach. So if you do it with Mashiach, if you do Chazanish, you could do it. Again. The only problem is Akbar. The only problem when we have to mezaka de acher by Erevin is only if you're doing Akbar. If you're doing Mashiach, then it's okay according to Chazanish. Is it do Mashiach like? Right? Chash Pella. You don't get that impression from the Sugin Erevin. You get the impression that you need to do it all day acher. Don't say you can't do Akbar. You have to mezaka all day acher. You yourself can't do the Kenyan. So I would have said, to answer the Chazanish's question, that maybe it's different than Shlichus and Tzchiyah. And the Rishonim say that Shlichus work, assuming there are Rishonim that say that, assuming my bit, it was almost the region anyway, that Shlichus works, that even the Makne could be Makne for the Kaina Aide Shlichus. But it's dafka shlichos. It's dafka from a shliach. If I'm a shliach, then I take off my baal bayis hat, my baal boss, and I become I'm working for you. So meila, it works from the shlichos. But tzchia, first of all, mechayik the tzchia and tam shlichos. And you know tzchia and tam shlichos, maybe they hold tzchia lam tam shlichos. You could go search around and see what shitz arayv it is. Bakasha. Or maybe if Shchid not Matam Shlichos, if Shchid Matam Shlichos, it might not be exactly Shlichos, but actually like Mamash like Shlichos, not like Kilu is Mamanami. Really, it's not like that. Shchid Matam Shlichos is like an Omdin and Kilu is Mamanami. Then there's no difference. But there might be a difference between Shchid Matam Shlichos and real Shlichos. Hakaponim, in the Hagdar of the Kenyan, by Shlichos, then Pshat is, I'm doing it, I'm b'mkoyim cha to do it. So it's like you're doing it. By Shchia, it might not be mamash as if you're doing it. Okay.
So what is it?
We're not learning Shchia. Shlichos, it's not clear. But there is a tzad, I don't remember now the exact Hagdar of it, that's why I'm not making a major point on this. But what I remember, I think even among the Mitzam Shlichos, I think it can still work out. It's still a difference. Akabanim, Vina Shvi could be the term Mitzam by Shlichos. But by Shchia, they never said it. There's a difference. By Shchia, I'm doing it. Yeah? By Shchia, I'm doing it. I'm doing it, and you're gonna benefit from it. So if I'm doing it, how can I make Kenyan? I can't make Kenyan my object. It's not Shaykh. I can't make Kenyan. It's ready mine. I can't do a Kenyan my object. That's Shchia. Shchia, if I pick up something from Hefker, for you, Shchia says, I can be kinda, and I can do a Maisa Kenyan on an object, instead of directing it to me, the Kaykh of Shchia says, I can direct it to you. Instead of me being the kinda, you could be the kinda. Yeah? But if I'm kind of my object, it's not shy, it doesn't start. I can't make kinyan my object, it's already mine. Mashain came, if it's shlichos, that's all fine, they're shining. Maybe shlichos is different. Since I'm bemkoin you to do it, so meila, it's like you're doing it. It's like you're doing it, it's not me doing it, it's you doing it. So meila, that's why it helps. That's what I would have said, simply, the chilek between to answer Chazanish Kasha, you can't be Mazaka, you need Mazaka to Echer. So I do Shayim say, you could make Kinyan for someone else on your object. The answer is, the Chaluk is whether it's Medin Shlichos Mamish, or Medin Tzchir. That's what I would think simply, you know, I didn't see anyone that discusses this question says it's chiluk. To me, I think that should be the simple chiluk. Now, so back to the Raavad. So we have a Raavad that says that gemakne slash mashal could be a shliach for the kohen slash shayol in being makned him, and certainly being mechayev him midin shaymer. Now, we have a problem. So how does the Raavad learn our Gemara? How does the Raavad learn our Gemara? Because they said, those that hold that shlichus helps, don't learn our Mishnah mitzad shlichus. The shayil telling the mashal to send it via Pliny, that could work midin shlichus. And what's the Gemara's kasha? You have to get rabbi. The simple thing you could say is that the Adam can't do Maizu Kenyan, I dare the Aved, because Yarav Rabbi and the Adam himself can't do a Kenyan for the Kainan. According to Rabbi, he could. So, there's a few possibilities you could say, but why don't we see what the Rabbi has to say? The Raavad by us has what to say for himself. Shaz, what is he saying? He talks. Raavad talks all day. What does Raavad say? Says the Raavad. Makshim b'gemara, asay b'tani shemam lo yishulchal li b'yad abdecha, u'meisa b'yad ev chayim, amai, u'yad ev k'ad rabbi, v'adayin lo yotza mitachas yad mashil klal. V'heich yochel liskos by a mashil b'yad avdoi atchei senim yodei v'zel yotzim yodei klal. So the Raavad says the problem with the Gemara is that it didn't leave his rishus. Like we said, the Rosh could bet somewhere in the Gemara, but the Rosh is the one that holds that's what's needed to become a shomer is leaving the rishus in a mashil. The Raavad said, "Tiknum shicha b'shaimer." So what's the Raavad talking about that didn't leave his rishos? I'm sure that it's not only the Raavad, the Ritva also, when he said, explaining the Gemara's Kasha, Heich yezer chayiv, the yad evit kiad rabbi dami, pirish, v'chol shi b'yad evit kanani, shal mashal, harei hu ki'ilu, hi b'yad mashal mamish, u'ki'ilu lo yotzis m'shus ha'klal. The Ritva said, it's in his Rishus, and the Eved, ain't ever Knani Zerich Lacherim, Yad Rabbi. The Ritva is saying the problem, Mitzad, the Eved, being Maknit to somebody else. But that could be Lishtasa that he holds that Shlichus doesn't work. Meaning, the Adam can't be a shliach, so Mela, the Eved can't be a shliach. But the Raavad goes to Shlichus Kudwar. And still the Raavad says, the problem over here didn't leave his Rishos. So if you may eye in the Lashon here, but Dain Liyotzim Tachas Yad Mashal Klau, and he says, V'heich Yoch Liskos Loya Mashal Yad Eved, Achi Yitzanim Yodai, V'zul Yotzim Yad Klau. See, he talks about Schia, right? Ve'eich yoch lischa is loy ha-mashal b'yad avdoi at she'etzienem miyadoi. So, if it's al tzchia, which is what his first shot in the sugi was, okay, then we understand. Again, I meant to speak that before. Right? Right at two pshatim. The whole time we've been working with shlichus and arev. That's, let's not forget the third pshat in the sugi, which was zechia. That was the whole Raavad explained that the fact that Chayvid, he deals with the Chayvid, he gets rid of, they neutralize the Chayvid problem. So again, if it's mitam Schia over here, then that's very simple. Because Schia, the Eved can't be Zaycha for somebody else. But, Raavad did tell us is also mahalchev shlichos. Right? It's mitam shlichos. So why is mitam shlichos? Why is that a problem of the Eved? The Eved being a kiyad rabbi. Why is it a problem of the Eved being kiyad rabbi? The rabbi himself could be a shlichos. So why is the Eved worse? Zolzai is kiyad rabbi. But the kiyad rabbi lame works. So I think that what Rabbi here is saying, that even al atzad, that we say the tikkun mashiach b'shaimrim, and the way that the chaloy shmir is chal midin kinyan, that's be a kinyan over here, whoever that works, yeah. But soif kosoif, there's also a t'nai that has to leave the shusar mashal, because there's the fi the rosh. That's where it starts and ends. Fi the rosh, that's where it starts and ends. What is the whole haschol of shmira when it leaves the rishus of the mafkid? That is hanach lefanai. That is what haschol of shmira is. According to the Ravid, even though haschol of shmira is the mashicha, like the Ravid told us in that pay, but what the Ravid is telling us over here is. That there's still an element of that if it's Peshus to Mashil, then it's not Shaykh, that's not Shaykh Shmir. It's a tonight. And Lamash will be, if you machna the, I don't know if it's Shaykh, if you machna with Kinyan Suda, Zolzai, let's say. Can come Chayiv? The Kenyan Suda. Can a Shomer become Chayiv with Kenyan Suda? Assuming that there's no problem with Kenyan Suda being Chayiv and Shmira, it's not a Kenyan Dvarim. Let's say just hypothetically, even if Luitzer for some you'll find a reason why it's not Kenyan Suda, it's not going to work, but. Just for the idea, which I'm not so sure that it should be a problem, but anyway, just for the marshal shabbai. So can I be matne? Can I be mechayev mischayev aidei kinyan suda? If the object is still in my house, so I think this rabbi is saying no. That's what this rabbi is saying. Lakshin Gemara. Amai lo yad eved kiad rabbi b'dayin liyotzim tachas yad mashal klal. So there's a tonight that I can't become a shomer if it's still by the mashal. That's what the rabbi seems to be saying.
This isn't the mashal. Then how's the kinyan
work? I just gave an example of kinyan suder. Kinyan suder could work even though it's by the mashal. By the matnev. I can't suder even though it's in your rishos. But it's still by the Eved. I don't know what you want. You did a Mashiach, but it's by the Eved. The Eved's still holding on to it. What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
If the
Eved
did the
Rosh
Hashanah
of
the
Eved,
then how come the Eved did the Mashiach?
That's the Gemara's Kasha. Very good. You mecham the Gemara's Kasha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Yeah, the Eved got Rabbi. Very good. Now you know the Gemara's Kasha. Because it came to the Yom. That's the Gemara's Kasha. What did Rabbi? Hee hee, as the buyer would say. Not as in, Vama Shmuel, Devin Imri, Lakana Le Gufe, Samayla left her shus of the Mashal. Yeshli Yaki Lislachem. Okay, here he talks about the ability to be zaycha. Again, I mean, we said okay. The rabbi was marked in the piece here, right? Either the time is chiyah or shlichus, yeah. So L'chayr, he has to, whatever he's saying, there has to be in both. Even though now he only talks about the kinyan, the schiyah.
You get the impression if you read the next part of the Rav, he's saying Oda Niomer, it's like he's saying something new. It's not like. But here is Pashi's talking about Sphere. And then he says, Vod on the Omer, and he apologizes and has to say, and has to explain it again. He explains it again in the next piece.
And what about before when he said, Aval and Amale Asheril Shulchali? Biad bini v'sholcho umeis biyad afa pishal nichmas v'shul shoyal chayu pishal osam hu atzma shluchim v'hein pishal kiblu al atzma l'hov v'etloi nasu shluchov. What does that mean, Rabbi Abraham? What? I said he was mocked him with two pshatim. You're right. He develops the idea of the shlichus later, more barichus, but he started off the paragraph with two mahalchim. And therefore, it would seem to me that when he explains the Gemara's Kasha, he never goes back and explains it differently according to the other Mahalach. So it would seem to me that what the Rav is saying over here is explaining to both Mahalachim, Hagam that you're right, the Lashonis over here, when he's discussing the Gemara, is more in terms of Tzchiyah. What am I supposed to do? Okay, if you want to say he's only Tzchiyah, say it. I want to say it a different shot. Then
he feels the necessity in the next paragraph to explain it again, right? He goes to explain it. He has to explain it.
Explain what?
How worse by
Evan?
Why was
the kasha of Evan?
He has
the kasha
again.
And what does he say?
Just like you're saying.
Okay. See, it's much. Let's see what he says later. Kiyo ay dezik. Oy ni ayma. Shlay dezik oy. Layma. Emol vishmi. Chomok ev knani hiksha Allah v'yarev ki agabai. Api shanas ha shluchai. V'yas mishus mashal. Say it. Fine. So say it. So I should be reading. I should be, Rabbi Abraham was hanging on me. I should be reading the next paragraph, the next column, and not over here. Him, maybe he's only going with Tzchiyah. Later on, when he reiterates the second Mahalach and he expounds upon it, and he still ends up saying the same thing, sorry, I should be reading over there. Nachon. Ukibal atzma, yeah, mchamokam evet kanani hiksha. Yad evet yad rabbi dami. Afa bishanasa shlucha shol shayol. Adayel yotzim shus mashu. Okay? So, what's, so either way, bottom line, the Rav is usually saying, this is a very big chiddush batzim, that even though the Rav is working with kinyan, tiknu mashicha, but he's saying it's dafka, mashal dafkin mashicha, because kin mashicha is taking out of his rishos. Kin mashicha is taking out of his rishos. So it's not the end, it's not that the masakin stam kinyanin, right? It has to be a kinyan of that we're staying out of his rishos. A kinyan is still in his rishos, then it's not shayach, the parish of Shaymin. So that was the Gemara's kash. And the Tirit's Rav, Shafil Amal Atzmai, Hayesh Luchi, Lakisha of Makel, Vitavai, Kimish Yotzel Simta Nishay of Ashoil Ba, the Mashiach Azu, the Simta. So there he doesn't. Let's go back to the first paragraph, first column. So what's Rav saying by Rav? Okay, again, Gemara's kasha is it didn't leave the rishos. And for the Gemara, Shmuel says Eviribi left the rishos. Rav says if you love a Kanani, nase ka'aymer, akisha machu vitavoy. What does that mean? Says the Rav. Afil tam beva Kanani, nase ka'aymer. Akisha Makal Vitabai. Vani Makabel Allah. Did the Adam see the Rav at Bahal? Yeah. Huh? Saw it or just like looked at it? Vaimrani. Vani Makabel Chaya. Vani Makabel Achyusa Miyakisha Taschil Lovoi. What is Gemara's teretz? So Rav, it seems to be saying that stam, it's been din masne. That's mikra dinei haschol shmira. You don't have over here because it's still in his rishos. It's still the rishos of the eved slash adam. Elamai. That is makabla achrayis. Ani makabla achrayusa miyad kishetaschel lavai. Even it's still by the eved. Not like Rashi Naskaimer. He actually has to do it. Naskaimer like Ritva, but different than Ritva. This kilo over here. What's this kilo? Why is it as if he hit it? Why is it as if he hit it? Says the Ravid. I'm a kabel chayis miyad kishatas chalavoy. Val zeh hatnai shalimenu v'shamanu shemasa shemachin liyis kishayo. What does he want with that? What shemachin liyis kishayo? What's he saying? This we have to go back and look inside Dalet. That's him. He's saying that it's nasikai makisha mako v'tavoy. So what he's saying is. It's not the regular Gidra Kinyanim. There's no Mashiach over here. Because it's still by the Shail. There's no Mashiach over here. It's still by the Bailam. Didn't leave his Rishos. Elamai, he's Makabal on himself. That Kozman, it starts going. Yeah? He's Chayim. Just like Master Shem Chinle is Kishayol. So stam be the master of Alma. Even though in the case of Shemachinim, he is a Shemachinim. He's just upgrading. Yeah? Says the Ravid, who adin, you go from 0 to 60 with the Masna. So you know Batsam, you didn't become a Shail. You didn't do anything that should allow him to become a Shail. Because it's still a Shus of the Mashil. We say no. We say Masna, it's not a Masna, just like Shemanu, you know, we heard once that's a thing called Mas Shemchina. So we're also Masna, the Shayol, to become a Shayol, even though really.
I
don't understand the Ravid, but that's what he's saying. He's not saying like we spoke that you are becoming a Shemachinam and you know you're upgrading. He doesn't say that. He's going now that the Takadim leave Yishuv. The Batsam, Mitzad, the regular Gidre Shoyol, Gidre Shmir, you're not Chayim. Elamai, Masna. Dakshin Alei the Rav, the Brayis, the Tani Biarav, the Potter, Mishoni Lei, Loite Manasse, Loite Manasse. Why? Says the Ravid, the Vade Loyaminon. The Vade Loyaminon. What we said, Batson was silly. Yeah, it's funny, right? Gemara didn't think it was silly. Only one of us had a kasha. Right? Says the Ravid, no, it was silly. It was silly. The Ha Vade Loyaminon. You can't say that. Why? The Bina Mish, that's Meshusai. That's minimal, says the Ravid. The Bahino Mia Shetese Mirishusoi. The minimal becoming a Shaimer is that it's not by the Bailam. You can't become a Shaimer when it's by the Bailam. That's like the Aleph Bays over here. One second. The male Kozman Shibiyat Avdai Lo Yotze Mirishusoi. So therefore it's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh Kabbalah either over here. It's not shaykh to be a shaymer. Master Shemachinli, a shaymer is a shaymerchinam, and he's upgrading to become a shayol. But here he's not a shaymer. How can he become a shaymer like this? It's b'shus the bailim. It's not shaykh to become a shaymer when it's b'shus the bailim. Zeo, it doesn't work. It's silly. The hav vade lo yaminon. That was a ridiculous thing to say to begin with. Yeah? Even though, like, Veritan Gebetan, yeah, who asked him this? Stick his hand into his shagatari of the gemara. That's what he's doing. El eimas nisim ba'aymer lo'akisha makal v'tavoy v'yarav decha. The Makisha Ebed, Kimish Yotzim, Shizmashal, Umeisachai, Shakakil Atzmai, Shafil Amla Bayel Matzmakach, Umeisachai. So now he's still going, interesting, he's still going, and here, I don't know why, he didn't fall off of this. Kiva, yeah, Vim Kisha Ebed, not Nasakaimer Ella, Baimer. What is it? Makisha Ebed, Kimish Yotzim, Meshus, Mashal, Mesa, Chayim, Shekach Kibal Atzmai. Shekach Kibal Atzmai? Why do you need that? See it? Yeah, why do you need that? He's still working with Shekach Kibal Atzmai. Navas, you took care of the problem that was Bishus the Mashil. But he's still working Shekach Kibal Atzmai. So it could be this whole thing is only is going within Zechiah. The first Malach of the Raya is going within Zechiah. The only problem is that Rabbi Abraham's second paragraph over here, and the second Amud over here, second column, Amud is a column by the way, he doesn't go through the Shakatayr, the Gemara. So therefore, if he doesn't do that, then it means he did do that already. It means whatever he said before, on Amud Aleph, he's using Amud Beis even by Shlichas. Dainu, and this I don't understand. Because the Haredi Raya Veshita is, yeah, the Bailam could be a Shliach to do a Maisa Mashicha for the Shomer. That's Mefer Shiravid, on the pay. No matter how you learn the Raya. We learn the Raya attack within Shlichos, like the Chayim within the Kishon Makel. Either way, the Raya is saying that it works. Over here, what's the problem? He made a Mashicha. The Shlich made a Mashicha for you. So why is the Raya have to say, Shekach Kibal Atzmai? Shafilam Mubayam Atzmakayim Mesachayim. What's the Kach Kibal Atzmai? The Chayra is referring back, we said before, no, we did Masna. No, it's Kach Kibal Atzmai. But it's not saying he accepted upon himself. Shekach Kibal Atzmai sounds to me like going back to what he said over there. Midin Masna. Maybe not. Maybe it's Kach Kibal Atzmai that. I mean, not Kibal Atzmai. He made a Mishliach. He made a Mishliach to bring it to him. He did it. He made a Mishliach do Mishliach. He did a Mishliach. Like in the pay. An Achlefana. By in the pay, he doesn't say, oh, Shekach Kibal Atzmai. Yeah? That when you put it here, I'll be Chayim. He doesn't add that over there. So he says, over here, Shekach Kibal Atzmai. What does it sound like he's saying? Like Masna. So if he means that, then I have a problem. L'chayra, at least in the Mahalach of Shlichos, you shouldn't have come on to Kabbalah. Rather, stand, you know, take the Mashiach b'shaimrim, and is a Shlich over here, is doing the Mashiach, zel. Tov, weiter. So that's good. Someone come in the middle over here. Elaim b'ayim elamach yakish mak v'itavay. Yitmar eshileini parascha v'amalei yad mi. V'amalei akisha makel v'tavoy. Unachma marabba baravua mararav kimash yotzim v'shus mashal meisa chayim. Oh, so it's grada. The gabi, what we're saying in the Ravid, it has to be as Pasha has to lead the Rishos. So God, I think I noticed that the Chazanish is medayik from this Gemara. That exactly the kuda, because Gemara says kima shiyotzim Rishos mashal. Yeah, the tnai in order for the shel b'mchayev, it has to be yotzim Rishos mashal. Check the Gemara. Could say mean just. Yes, when we left, you know, the Mashiach took place when it left. Chazish sees in this Gemara, I believe, that there's a concept of in Yotzim Rishus Mashal. In order to be a Shomer, it has to be there was Yotzim Rishus Mashal. Name is Ayale. Hashlein Paras Chvamale Biadmi, Amale, Kisha Makal Vitavoy. Kivan sheyotz is mishus mashal, a brisa. Kivan sheyotz is mishus mashal of meisa chayiv. Says Rashi. No. That's Rashi. No, wait, that was Rashi. Now, so let's see Taisvis. We'll start Taisvis anyway. So okay, Taisus. We'll the top Taisus about who we paskin like. I want to leave that for next week. We see the Rosh and the Riff. I don't know if we got to that today. I want to do it after the Taisin. But the Taisus of Makisha Betzim, we already did it, but we didn't read it. Let's read it. By Makisha Makav Itav Avgav Sheavle Melichoy. We have a Sheil Baal. There's as Nagasha that all the Shaina mask. Why is the problem of Shaila of Bailim? Because the Eved is being Mailchit. And even though it's Kishmak, the Eved is being Mailchit. So it's a really problem. Why is waking up now? Why didn't they ask this right away? Why is Taiz only asking this in the Gemara's Teretz of Kishu Mako? All the Shem asked it on the Mishnah. Right? All the Shem asked it on the Mishnah. Shaila of Bailim. Shaila Bailam. And you will answer with the answer. Why is Taiz only asking it by Akisha of Makam? The Gemara in Sadibog. I am Shinishla Rab Atzmai Imapara, the Sholch Avdim Kaima. Kimshim Kaim, Makam Babal, Bailim, who Lechoshev Kibahim. Allah is Sholz Avdim, Havlakashosh, the Paras, the Avdim Kibahim Dami. The place is. That Sheil B'Bayim, the Gemara of Sadi Bov says, Yadav Kad Rabbi, that's when Batsam, the Odin agreed to help you. Then, but he can't do it himself, so he's saying the Eved Bim Kaimai. Then we say, Yadav Kad Rabbi, as if that is Sheil B'Bayim. Shaking over here, with Chatchila, he's asking him to send it with the Eved. So Batsam, he's borrowing the Eved. It's not that the Eved is functioning. Been mocking the master. Okay, he's just borrowing the Eved. So it's not Sheila Bailim if he's borrowing the Eved. He's borrowing the Eved, not the Bailim. There's two Sheilas over here. So Mela, that's not Sheila Bailim. Sheila Bailim when the Sheilas on one thing and the Bailim are helping. Over here, the Sheila over here is on the Eved. Kimet Yosem Shiz Mashal and Nishayev Sheila Bainsin. No, maybe.